He's got a big, thick bulldog head, and it's perfectly designed for grasping prey and crushing it. His teeth are also designed to take a lot more pressure than many other predatory dinosaurs. They were blade-like, but not so thin that they were breakable. His teeth are its number one weapon. Its secondary weapon would be the claws on its foot. They use their feet the way modern birds use their feet. Look at an eagle. An eagle can grasp prey with its foot. Well, Majungatholus could do the same thing. He could grasp it to hold it, and then he used those teeth to rip chunks out of it.
For 9 million years, Majungatholus ruled Madagascar. But as temperatures around the world continued to cool, the Majungatholus was not fast or smart enough to survive. Winters became harsher than ever before, and the peak of summer saw droughts of devastating intensity. New species of plant eaters evolved. These herbivores were more adaptable and could survive in a variety of temperatures. Once again, meat eaters had to change to keep up. In what became Canada, where the winters were cold and dark, and the summers were desperately arid, a faster, savage cousin of T-Rex was on the rise. And it decided to hunt in packs. Years ago, this relative of Tyrannosaurus rex roamed the Earth. It was smaller and sleeker, had a narrower skull, and its eyes were placed more to the side. But it was almost as deadly. It was Albertosaurus.
Albertosaurus gets his name from Alberta, Canada, where some of these monsters have been discovered. But it lived throughout Western North America, possibly as far north as Alaska and as far south as Texas. They appeared 76 million years ago and died out with the other dinosaurs at the end of the Cretaceous.